And time to take five for your community. A service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge. Lauren Andis is with us, the director for the Davies County Fair Queen Pageant. It is great to announce that there are six candidates vying to be the next Miss Davies County. That's pretty awesome.
Yes, I'm super excited. Six has been a big number for, well, we haven't had that many in a long time.
And these six have been working hard. You know, Lauren, you've done this. So you're a past Davies County Fair Queen, and you know firsthand what it takes. Work goes into it, but man, it pays off in the end, doesn't it?
Yes, it definitely does. I was crowned in 2017, and last year in 2018, when no one ran, they asked me to step in again, and I was so happy to do it because I absolutely loved my 1 year that I had. It just seems like a year goes by super fast. And then after 2018, I was like, I really want to be a part of the Queen contest again. So now I'm director.
Pageant starts at 8 p.m. It'll be on the stage, and the contestants will all be there. What will they be doing on stage?
All right, so they will first come out in their personal wear, which their personal wear is something they choose that if you were to look at them, you wouldn't know. Their next phase is a speech, and their speech is about how will the weather affect our county this year, or how has the weather affected our county this year. So then their last phase is their formal wear, and they will do a walk in that. So that's, you know, the long dresses, long like prom dresses. And then when they go off the stage for formal wear, they will come right back on and they will do an on stage question. And so they will just draw that out of a basket and they will answer it right on stage. So those, I guess, four phases are all judged. Then after they do those, the judges leave and they will go and deliberate.
And again, the winner will have a big job because they will preside over the fair the rest of the week, and then they get to go on, right?
Yes, that's correct. So they will go do their duties for the fair, and then they can do whatever they choose to through until August, because in August they get to go up to the state fair for Queen's Day and meet all the other county fair queens in Indiana. Following that, they get to go to compete for Miss Indiana State Fair in January. And when I competed, there was only 87 counties. There's 92 counties in Indiana, but there's only 87 that competed, and I was the last to walk out on stage.
Wow. Well, again, it is great to see. Do you have the candidates' names in front of you there?
Yes.
This year vying for Miss Davies County, we have six, and who are they?
We have Lauren Boyd, Peyton Summers, Emily Ramsey, Tori Clifford, Anna Barber, and Avery Sullivan.
Good luck to each of those. And remember, we will have it live for you, 8 p.m. here on Memories 107.9. But certainly hope you'll bring your lawn chair, come out in person, and support these girls. It does take a lot to step up and do this, and we appreciate each of them. We know whoever wins will represent Davies County very well for the upcoming year. And besides that, we got a couple other things, Lauren, we're going to talk about. The Little Miss and Mister contest will be on the stage the next night, right?
Yes, that's correct. The Little Miss and Mister will be 7 on the bandstand as well. And we're pretty excited to see how many we've got, and we're hoping for a big turnout.
That will be on Wednesday night at the fair. And then the baby show is always a big draw. The baby show is back again at the Davies County Fair as well.
Yes, so the baby contest will be Saturday, June 29th at 6, and registration will be there. There's no pre-registration, so the different age groups are 0 to 6, 6 to 12, 12 to 18, and 18 to 24.
And we're talking months there.
Yes, yes.
The baby contest, again, that will be on Saturday night, June 29th, on the stage, the bandstand at the fairgrounds as well. And then one more thing, we're proud to announce the Davies County Fair Parade will be back to kick off things.
The lineup is at 5, and it starts around 5:30. We're pretty excited about this parade because when I was in the parade, it wasn't very long, and we have someone new taking over, and we're hoping for a big hit. We've got a lot of businesses that have signed up so far and talked to us about wanting to participate. So really, there is no sign up, but you can show up at 5. It's on Indian Street, and it lies east to west behind the park. It will proceed west to Odin Street and then north to Main Street, and we'll cross Highway 57. It will go east to East Street and south to the big parking lot at the fairgrounds for people who are picking up their kids or just a park back at the fairgrounds. And then, I mean, we encourage all businesses and organizations to participate. No registration again is required. So whether it's your church, your bank, your daycare, school bands, and other organizations you're associated with, we really, really want you to come and join us.
Davies County Fair Parade kicks off the fair. The lineup at 5 p.m. Parade steps off at 5:30, and then the Queen Contest, 8 p.m. on the stage. Lauren and us, our guest, a busy week coming up. Be sure to head out and support the Davies County Fair. Lauren, thanks for stopping by with the information today.
Thank you for having me.
Take 5 for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.